Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, October 13. Coming up, Wigton Wind Farm to be divested, Proceeds of Crime Act amended, and citizens invited to Public Broadcasting Corporation of Jamaica Symposium. The news in detail after this message. Prep and primary school students, if you're between the ages of 9 and 12 years, you could be the next champion. Enter the JIS Heritage Essay Competition answering the question, who is your favorite Jamaican sportsman or sportswoman and why? Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, go to jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024 extension 2137 or send an email to heritageessay@jis.gov.jm. Now the news. Cabinet has given approval for the start of the divestment process for Wigton Wind Farm Limited at Rose Hill in Manchester. This was revealed by Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid at a post-cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House on Wednesday. Senator Reid says approval was given for the commissioning of the valuation of the wind farm by reputable third-party valuators.
Approval was also given for the engagement of a financial transaction structure advisor whose terms of reference would include making recommendations as to the optimal strategy to be adopted to maximize the returns to the government.
A subsidiary of the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, Wigton Wind Farm Limited is the largest wind energy facility in the English-speaking Caribbean. The company began operating in 2004 with the commissioning of a 20.7-megawatt generating plant, Wigton 1. This was followed by the development of Wigton 2 in 2010, which generates 18 megawatts of energy. Wigton 3, the 24-megawatt expansion of the facility, was officially commissioned into service in June by Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Meanwhile, Cabinet has given approval for the amendment of a section of the Proceeds of Crime Act POCA, which will give the Commissioner of Lands the power to take all necessary action for the state to have ownership of seized property. Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the amendment will be made to Section 9, Subsection 3C of the Act. This will see to the substitution of the words Commissioner of Lands for Commissioner of Land Valuations and will give the Commissioner the power on behalf of the Crown to do so or authorize the doing of anything necessary to acquire the registration of the Crown as the owner of property obtained through criminal activity.
This, in fact, was an error on the face of law, as the appropriate person or entity to exercise these powers is the Commissioner of Lands pursuant to Section 4(2) of the Crown Property Vesting Act.
Mr. Reid was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House Wednesday. The Education Ministry will this year be offering Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC subsidies for an additional subject towards of the state and students on the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education path. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the ministry will continue to offer subsidies valued at $450 million on four subjects: mathematics, English language, information technology, and a science subject.
The ministry will provide 3 units of subsidy in the Career Advancement Proficiency Examination, CAPE, as well as the Caribbean Vocational Qualification, CVQ, National Vocational Qualification of Jamaica, NVQ, and City and Guilds.
Students are required to have an average of 55% to qualify for subsidies. And the Public Broadcasting Corporation of Jamaica, PBCJ, is inviting citizens to attend a symposium geared at exploring the future of public broadcasting in the country. Chairman of the PBCJ, Gladstone Wilson, says the key issue to be discussed is improving the capacity of the agency to reach members of the public despite the fundraising restrictions of its business model. By law, the PBCJ is unable to utilize advertising to solicit funds and must rely on donations. The symposium will feature a wide range of speakers, both local and international, who will offer recommendations and best practices on public broadcasting around the world.
The persons who are present will come from a wide range of persons in media, currently and before, policymakers, members of the public, and there'll be a lively exchange of us trying to define what public broadcasting is concerned.
Mr. Wilson was speaking at a GIS think tank session on Wednesday. The symposium will be held October 19 and 20 at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.